Term 2, Week 2. Topic 4, Question Words. So again, we need to watch video H1 at 4.5 minutes. And in preparation for this subject, the Tut paradigm should be practiced. Because question words decline in the same way as Tut. And this is illustrated in video 1 at 4.5 minutes. So Tut te tani, you'll get Kim ke kani. So you get a slight difference with the first word, which is indicated in these following tables for you to help you. Now the reason for revising the Tut is, first of all, to introduce you to the straightforward question words, who, meaning a man or a lady, ka or ka, or by whom, and so on, and it's, or what is that thing, Kim, what is your name, Kim Nama. But then, having understood the way the question words decline, then one needs to realize that these are used for what's called the indefinite. And again, this is illustrated in video 1. So if you just want to talk about some person or somebody, you need to use a question word plus it needs to be followed by a particle chit, channa, or api. And that means that instead of then being a question, which it normally would be, you're now talking about a somebody or a something. So you have examples. And it is useful to learn these. So kutra on its own means where, but kutra api or kutrapi means somewhere. Kena means by whom or what. Kena chit means by someone or something. Katam, how. Katam api, somehow. Kim, what. King chit, something. Ka, who. Kashchit, someone. Kada, when. Kada chit or kadapi, sometime. Kasmin, in what. On its own as a question, but kasmin chit, kasminkshchit, in something or some place. Now these are written in this book in Santi, and you haven't actually done Santi yet, you'll be doing it later in this course, but the presenter of this book has chosen to join up the words, that's what Santi means, join up the words as you would see them in an actual text. So instead of being kutra api, separately you've got kutra api, and so on. This is not to say that you don't see them separately anyway sometimes, but now. And then if you negate this na underneath na kingchit or na kingchana, that means no thing or nothing. Na kutra chit, nowhere. Na kashchana, no one. Na kenapi, by no one or no means. Kauchana, some to. Kangchana, someone or something in the second case. So, we then have a page of examples for you, an exercise 7 for you to fill out. So, in some ways, there's not much to be done here, but in this week 2, But the fact is, you need to practice your tat paradigm so that you can, you know how to decline the question words, both for when you're asking questions and from when you're using the indefinite, and also to learn the indefinite forms. So that's rather important.